Was that right? Did I get those right?
No. You got it so right.
Thank you.
Well done.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for... What's Rossi reading?
Oh.
All right, good morning. Virgin Radio 753. Weird and wonderful news. Rossi's got it. Let's go.
Oof. Out in the Mediterranean Sea, a $38 million luxury yacht was being transported from America on a cargo freighter or cargo ship for a big race in Sardinia.
Okay.
And then they hit a sudden fierce storm. Sound effects, please, Chris. Well, they were just going across the sea, the Mediterranean Sea. It would had been ordered for a billionaire fashion designer by the name of Pierluigi.
Oh, good old Pierluigi.
It was a 100-ton yacht. It was an amazing yacht with all the things inside.
All the things inside. He is so descriptive when he tells a story, Rossi. All the things inside.
Such as jacuzzis, saunas, double beds, TVs, the whole lot. Brand new. Fell off, went into the sea.
Get out!
Sunk, completely ruined. They picked it up.
The whole boat sunk.
It's a complete write-off.
What, did it like flip over or
It went
something?
Upside down, went down to the... It went down to the seabed and they had to resurrect it. It actually won a World Super Yacht Award for the best-selling yacht of its size.
No!
And it was packed with, you know, cutting-edge design and technology.
How did it sink?
Because it flipped over and then it went down and then they had to raise it up and take it back, complete write-off.
Do you know how it sunk? I still don't know how it sunk. What?
There was a storm.
So the storm flipped it over.
Like knocked it off.
Storm boats are supposed to be made that they
can withstand.
Withstand a huge storm. That must have been either poorly
so
built
it was
or
on a cargo ship.
No, imagine a tow truck but for a yacht.
Sorry, my bad. I wasn't listening.
It's okay. Just, you know. It's all right.
What's the joke here, Ross? Let's hear it. Come on, big joke. Good one for a Wednesday morning.
Obviously, like, you know, if you're going to become a millionaire when you win this millionaire race to the amazing...
Rossi, just do the joke.
You're going to become a millionaire, Chris. Chris, if you're going to become a millionaire, I really encourage...
Okay, there it is.
Anchor.
...that you don't use this form of transportation.
Sure, mate. Okay, cool.
You know, I reckon... Reckon.
Good,
it's
good.
It's a really
good.
Bad idea.
Anything else?
I always get fearful that there are other people from other radio stations around the world tuning in, and that's the bit that they hear. And they always say...
I'll happily put it to bed. I'll happily get rid of this segment.
Oh, jeez, he's back on this.
You force me to do it.
I like this segment. I just think there needs to be a little bit of planning involved and a little bit more in it. But I like this segment, and it gives you more of a spotlight. I'm trying to encourage you to get a few more, you know, a bit more the eyes. I want the eyes on Rossi for a bit of, you know, he's run a marathon.
What does that have to
do you want
to
run another marathon? Should we just do that to give you some more exposure?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, you know, I could be like a New Balance ambassador and we can get on that again. Because it was really interesting content. No one was sick of it.
Yeah, right.
News headlines up next. And could it be the hour? Could it be the hour that we're going to possibly make you a millionaire?
No. I'm just telling you.
You're going to be in trouble.
Mate, just walk out the studio now.
See you later.
Have a little bit of a rest.
Don't listen to us for an hour.
Go and have a little bit of a rest. Have a little walk around.
Bye.
See you, mate.
See you.
Take care. He's just walked out. There it is. Bye, mate. X-Files. This just one day.